This is your Words of Hope for September 18, 2020. In today's devotional, we think about the name of God in the Old Testament, and we realize that even if we don't understand ancient Hebrew, we can still hear God speak to our hearts. The title of today's devotional is Yahweh Speaks, and was written by Michael Wilcock. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of Genesis. We're going to read chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country, and your kindred, and your father's house, to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Of the many gods in the ancient world, the only real God was the one that Abraham came to know. This God had a personal name. Traditionally, in English Bibles, it is Jehovah, or Lord, in all capital letters. It was probably pronounced something like Yahweh. Not till long afterwards, in the days of Moses, did people discover the full meaning of this name. But some had addressed him as Yahweh practically from the beginning. You can see Genesis 4, verse 26. The reason they could talk to Yahweh was that he had first talked to them. And the Lord who had once spoken to Adam now spoke to Abraham. We need not trouble ourselves with wondering exactly how God's words were heard in those days, but we know how he speaks today. His Holy Spirit lights up the truths of the Bible for us, and so we hear his voice. Even more important is what he says. Always, it is a message that expects a response, never mere information, let alone entertainment. In Abraham's case, it was first a command to leave his home and go where God would lead him. Abraham had to believe, and therefore obey. And then, along with the command, came a promise of a land and descendants, which would one day come true and confirm what Yahweh had said. When you pray today, ask God to speak to you. My prayer for you is that you will listen attentively for his voice in your life. Today's devotional was written by Michael Wilcock. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. If you have a question, a comment, or a prayer request, you can email devotional@woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.